time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to Just the Cats. It is June 24th and an absolutely beautiful day. I don't see a cloud in the sky. And I hope everybody's doing well. Get a little bit of weather outside, not just inside. But my name is Michael Bennett. Shannon the Dude is with us this morning. And Shannon, the first thing came out of your mouth after you said hello to me before we came on the air. And I agree. Did you watch that Vanderbilt game last night? And, of course, I did. I was flipping between two different things, watching my favorite hockey team play. And then, for the most part, I watched that Vanderbilt baseball game in the College World Series. And what a phenomenal ending to that game last night.
That was a crazy, crazy game. I mean, how many times do you see a game not just a game, an entire season for a team end on a wild pitch? It was two outs. Vandy was down 6-5. I thought, well, this is over. Two strikes on the hitter. Next thing you know, there's a couple of runners on, then a base hit, then a wild pitch, and the game's over, and Vandy's still alive in the College World Series. But So we'll talk more about that, but I want to lead off, I think, with the chain of events happened last night.
I was hoping you would not bring this up.
Well, I think we need to talk about it, because I get a phone call from one of our bosses last night at about 8:30.
Wait, that's not when it started, though.
I'm going in reverse here. Just hang on. It all started yesterday at about noon when one Jerry Eves walked into the studio, and I was like, whoa. Now, he's in the same boat as you are, right? He has a radio show
very
here.
Very much so.
But he's not technically
Gabriel, Tom Leach, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, but he's not a quote-unquote employee of the station. So he walked in here. I was like, okay. I didn't think that was supposed to happen, but whatever. Who am I to say, Jerry Eves, you can't be here? And so he did his show in the studio. Meanwhile, you've been doing the show outside in the yard. And I wasn't even going to tell you this.
Yeah. But then, you were.
But then apparently,
you were too.
Somebody on Twitter noticed that Jerry was in the studio and tweets you and Jerry and says, no, wait a minute. What did you do to iHeart? Because Jerry's in the building and Michael still isn't allowed in.
Exactly.
And then what happened? Then you retweeted it, or Jerry retweeted it, right?
Jerry retweeted it.
and then you called one of our bosses, right?
Yeah, I did.
So you're the troublemaker.
I texted him. I didn't. Well, I'm just like, did you forget to say something to me? He was like, what are you talking about? I said, Jerry Eves did the show in the studio today. So we're allowed to come in? Because, we've been trying to record a spot for a cornbread hemp. And I thought, okay, great. Let's go do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, how do you know he was? And I'm like, now I'm starting to get mad. What do you mean, how do I know?
Mm-hmm.
It was tweeted out.
Wasn't for me. I'm not the snitch here. I just want to make that known. I did not say anything about anything.
Yeah, but you're guilty, and I'm going to tell you why.
What do you mean I'm guilty?
You are guilty. But I thought, what's going on here?
So then I'm getting a call from the higher up boss saying, what do you know about Jerry being in the studio? I'm like,
Well, before I called Josh, I called Jerry Eves, or I texted Jerry, and he didn't answer. So I said, okay, well, I'm just going to take care of this, and I'll text our boss, and he's down in Florida, which I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I'm now disturbing him and his family time. And he's like, what are you talking about? I said, here's a picture of Jerry retweeting. Evidently, he was in the studio.
Yeah. So then I get a call from our higher-up boss saying, what do you know about Jerry being in the studio?
Exactly. And you and I are talking on the phone.
And I go, well, yeah, he was there, but I thought he was supposed to be there. I didn't know what was going on,
Uh-huh.
It's not my job to play security guard around here.
And then you call me back, and then Jerry Eves calls me, and he starts giving me a hard time, which is the funniest thing. I am laughing every second that Jerry's talking to me, and he's telling me, well, it's because I'm black, so.
He said that to you?
Oh, he definitely did. I thought it was the funniest thing, because Jerry likes to tease, and I took it with great stride, and I thought it was hilarious. And then on top of it all, you weren't going to tell me, and this is where you're guilty. You were just itching to, your life couldn't go away quick enough until the next day, so you could torment me that Jerry Eves was in the studio doing his show, and I'm out in the grass.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault Jerry Eves decided to go rogue and just show up in the building without asking anybody. But I just want to let you know that you started a chain of events.
I did.
A lot of drama last night at about 8 o'clock.
I know.
By making one phone call, which then somehow
Jerry's
always...
Like, Jerry's like, he's like, homeboy, I'm never going back into the studio. I love working where I am. Homeboy, I'm not doing this. I'm dying laughing.
Which somehow I always get tied into. Anytime there's drama, somehow I find myself in the middle of it.
Yeah. Well, you will always be in the middle of it because you are my in-between when it comes to me and iHeart, and you are my in-between between me and that other guy. So, yeah, you're always going to be the middleman.
No.
Just get used to it.
No, it's not going to happen.
Enjoy the moment.
No. You have drama. You deal with it. Don't drag me into it.
I just thought it was funny.
Well, so. It was something.
Yeah, it was definitely something.
You set off a lot of drama last night, for sure.
It's not my fault. So
it's not my fault either. I didn't do anything.
I can't help the communication skills of a particular company is not very good. So anyway, let's talk about a bunch of other stuff because there is a bunch of other stuff going on. The UK announced yesterday, and we're going to talk about this for a little bit. UK announced yesterday that they're going to be playing Kansas at Kansas, a part of the Big Ten. Not Big Ten, Big 12 Challenge, or Big 12 SEC Challenge. And I want to know how this is all transpiring. You know, if you remember, Shannon, and there's several things to say about this. If you remember last season, we were supposed to play, or Kentucky was supposed to play, Texas. And it got canceled because of COVID reasons, which I completely understand. I'm not criticizing that standpoint. But then we come to the next season, now we're not playing Texas, and that game's not going to be at Rupp Arena. Now we're playing Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas.
And I can already tell by the tone of your voice that you're complaining, you're about to whine about it.
I'm not whining about it. I'm just...
I can hear you huffing and puffing.
Well, I know. We're yet again playing another big game somewhere else. And I've got the list of all the games because I've got... they're almost done with the non-conference schedule. And if you look at this, it's a great non-conference schedule. But if you look at it, of course, we got Kansas on January 29th. Then you've got Kentucky playing a part of the CBS Sports Classic, November 18th, playing North Carolina. Great game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's in Las Vegas. Then you've got November 9th, or 19th, or 9th, I'm sorry. You've got Kentucky playing in the Champions Classic. They're playing Duke. Man, another great game. I would love to see it. Where is it being played?
You tell me. You got it in front of you. Tell me.
Okay. It's New York.
Okay.
They're playing this game in New York. All right. Now they're playing Michigan December 4th at Michigan. And then they're playing Notre Dame at a neutral site, which hasn't been announced, on December 11th. So here we go again. Every single good game that Kentucky is having, and these are very good games. I'm not going to even criticize the Notre Dame game. Every game you got, Kansas, North Carolina, Michigan, Duke, and Notre Dame.
Pretty
phenomenal
solid
games.
Yeah.
Solid games. But none of them are at Rupp Arena.
Well, we're saving all those games for, you know, Robert Morris and Southwest Missouri State.
Yeah. Yeah. The disrespect to the fan base that pays all the money to go see games at Rupp Arena continues. Yes, it'll be a fun Southeastern Conference schedule, but this is ridiculous. I mean, it continues more, and it's getting worse every year as far as I'm concerned. Now, is that worth complaining, worth whining about? To me, Shannon, it most certainly is.
Yeah, but you know you're going to drive to Kansas. You know you're going to go to that game, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
Do you know the misery that is to drive between here and Lawrence, Kansas?
If we're being real, though, I mean, if you look at whose home court has the best atmosphere, you're going to say that Rupp Arena has a better atmosphere than at Kansas?
No, but that's not the point. That's not the point.
Well, I think it is for a game like that. Now, you know, the other games that are being played on neutral sites, those are the ones I have the bigger problem with.
Yes.
Like, you know, if Kentucky played at Cameron Indoor Stadium, I wouldn't have a big gripe about that. I mean, I'd want it to be at Rupp Arena, but at least it wouldn't be on a neutral site. So, to me, it's a little bit different when Kentucky goes to Kansas to play.
Right. Well, in the Michigan thing, that was already scheduled. I understand. But we were supposed to play them last year in London. So now we're just skipping the whole London thing, I guess, unless they extend it. I don't remember what they're doing. But this whole thing that we're going to play North Carolina in Las Vegas. We're going to play Duke in New York. Because I'm like you. I think it would be a lot of fun to play at Duke and have Duke come to Kentucky.
Yeah. You're home and home with those guys.
It would be Mike Krzyzewski's last season. Mm-hmm. And here we got him come to Rupp Arena. How great would that be?
It'd be cool. It's not going to happen, though.
No, it's not going to. And I think it's only going to get worse where that the fans that buy all these tickets to Rupp Arena, they're not going to get to enjoy these games unless you want to spend a lot of money, which it is expensive. Don't tell me it's not to go to Chicago, New York, Las Vegas.
Sure it is.
All these away games.
Yep. Yep. I don't really understand going to Vegas to play North Carolina.
I don't either. And we've played them a lot. I would like to see another game. Other than North Carolina, I'd love to now schedule either a Baylor. I know Cal tried to schedule a game with Gonzaga. Well, let's do it. Let's see some other teams that we haven't played much. I love the fact that we're playing Duke. I'd like to see us play Virginia. So I just feel like there's a lot of other teams out there. We could schedule a home and home, and it's not going to be dangerous for everybody, okay?
Yeah.
I know that's been his excuse with Indiana, and I agree with them wholeheartedly with Indiana. Plus, I don't want to bring them back from the dead. Just keep them where they are. So, but I feel like it's time to schedule some of these games at Rupp.
Well, you do. You have a couple of games. We got Albany and North Florida coming into Rupp Arena.
Exactly. So am I wrong to really? I guess I am whining about it, but I'm being very critical about this, and I think it's deserved.
I mean, yeah, we've talked about this for years. I mean, they really have brought in some weak teams, non-conference for Kentucky to play at Rupp Arena, and they should at least throw in a couple of those games at Rupp. Even if you can't get Duke or North Carolina or Kansas to come to Rupp Arena, at least throw Notre Dame or somebody like that. Somebody that's at least a name, not necessarily a big powerhouse, but at least a Notre Dame.
That's why he even said Gonzaga or Baylor. I mean, they're the up-and-coming teams right now. How about having Jay Wright and Villanova come down? I mean, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. No,
I guess
not. We got to make room for Albany and North Florida, though.
I know. You're exactly right. It's just raising my blood pressure, and it'll probably continue. So
take some cornbread hemp.
I know it exactly. We'll talk about that a little later. But 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. We got a lot more to talk about. I got some Mark Emert stuff I definitely want to talk about with the NCAA and then NIL. And then I got some football stuff I definitely want to talk about. But when we get back, did you see what Devin Booker said to Rajon? Well, after the post game, night before last, I thought it was hilarious.
We'll talk about it coming up.
Yep, we'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
You know, the most frustrating part to me about this whole thing with, your company not letting me in is that it doesn't make any sense, and nobody can give me an explanation. That's probably the part that's irritating to me the most. Is that, I'm outside, yet you and I can go have lunch, like we're going to do a little later on today, and it's no big deal. So,
hey, I don't make the rules around here.
I thought you were going to whisper to me in a creepy way the way you said, hey. All right, let's talk about this, because I didn't realize, I don't watch the post game for the Suns or anything last night, but as we know, the night before last, the Clippers lost last few seconds to the Suns, and Devin Booker and DeMarcus Cousins had some things to say, but I think Devin kind of instigated it all. But so somebody asked, but what was happening between you and DeMarcus and Rajon Rondo, and what did you say? And his response was, I thought it was brilliant on just off the cuff type of a response, but he goes, all I said was, go Big Blue, those are my Kentucky guys. And, of course, everybody laughed. And I thought that was the perfect response.
Yeah, that's not what he said.
It's not?
No.
Okay, what did he say?
You think that's what made DeMarcus Cousins mad?
Of course not. Of course not. But I thought you meant at the post-game conference. But, yeah. No, it's something else was said. But, when you're the winner, you can kind of play it off. When you're the loser, that's when I want to ask.
Yeah, ask Boogie.
DeMarcus and Rajon Rondo what was said.
Yeah.
Now, you could kind of tell between Rajon and Devin Booker, they were talking about Rondo thought should have been goaltending, which you can see Devin Booker kind of doing the circle with his index finger, saying, hey, man, you can do that. That's not against the rules of the NBA.
I wonder, like, in that situation, because that inbounds pass nearly went into the basket on its own.
It would have.
Can you just shoot it in from out of bounds?
No, you can't.
Okay.
I don't know what happens on that standpoint. No, it won't count as a basket. I'm almost.
But the fact that he touched
positive
it.
About that. Yeah, the fact that he touched it, it's a pass.
Right.
So he can touch it,
yep.
Even though it's about to go in. Because I'm like you. It looked like it was going to go in.
Mm-hmm. I think it would have.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there. So, all right, let's talk about Mark Emert in the NCAA. He made the comment yesterday that he is going to make certain that something is implemented. And he's moving forward in an effort to have name, image, and likeness in place by July 1st for all three divisions. So,
you realize that's a week from now, right?
Exactly.
Or a week from tomorrow.
Exactly. So they were supposed to be meeting, the Board of Governors was supposed to be meeting either yesterday or today, and then they're meeting again next week, and that's when they're going to decide everything by next week. Now, it could be temporary, it could be permanent, they don't know. But July 1st is the date they're going to have something in place. Now, the question I have for you, Shannon, because here's what's going to happen, and this will happen. Let's just say, for instance, in the past, this was already ruled in favor, and players are getting their own advertisings and all this kind of stuff. So let's use Zion Williams for an example. Let's just say that, or Williamson, let's just say that Zion was sponsored by Pepsi. And you know the Final Four is sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen when Zion's out there doing these commercials and Pepsi's paying for it and everybody's paying attention to the Zion commercial, but yet nobody, Coca-Cola feels like, well, we're not getting our money's worth because you got a player that's playing in the national championship game and he's being sponsored by Pepsi.
Well, I guess Coke should have got him first then. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you're going to see competing advertisements during
you
games.
Are.
So, I mean, I don't really see a problem with that. I just wonder where the line's going to be drawn. I mean, if you have like an endorsement with a company, can you have that like patch on your jersey? Because if so, I'd be out there like a walking billboard. I would have like a NASCAR. I would have all kinds of advertisements on me.
You'd be like, what was his name? Gordon. Michael Gordon or what? I can't think of his name.
Michael Gordon.
No, that's a friend of mine. I can't think of his name.
Jeff
driver.
Gordon?
Huh? Dale? Who?
Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. Yeah, that's
my
what I'm saying.
My gosh, you
Jeff.
And names are unbelievable.
I know it. It's terrible, isn't it? You'd be out there like Jeff Gordon. So Michael Waltrip. So there you go. But... but the situation is, let's just say, for instance, Reed Travis was out there during the SEC, and of course, you know, the SEC is sponsored by Sunkist,
yep.
And everybody is only allowed to have Sunkist when you're down there.
But then he's sponsored by Orange Crush.
Exactly, my entire point right there. To me,
I think it'll be okay.
See, I think it's not. I think that if I had the naming rights to Rupp Arena, which is now Central Bank, or if I had the naming rights sponsoring at UK, I think a lot of these companies are going to not only are going to be maybe stop advertising with the schools and go more towards the athletes.
Well, I could see that. I could see that. But I think that somebody else would pick up the sponsorship too.
You think so?
Yeah. If Central Bank said, well, we're going to go and we're going to advertise with this player, somebody else would pick up the naming rights for the court.
Yeah, but those are usually long-term rights. This is something where a company can come in and say, I'm just going to do it for a year. We're good to go. See, that's where I think companies will start saving money.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt UK athletics. It's going to hurt all these other
sports. But then they're going to have to pick up somebody else the next year. Otherwise, they wouldn't be advertising.
True, but they might do it for a cheaper deal.
Maybe so, but I don't think that it's going to be as big as putting your name on a stadium or an arena.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, so you would rather, if you owned a business, you would rather have the naming rights of your business on the stadium compared to a player.
Yeah.
Because the player, you're going to see a lot more than you're going to see the stadium.
Well, not every time they talk about where they're at.
Well, it's going to be crazy. So
and every time people drive by it, you're going to get a lot more eyes on it that way.
Yeah, but the eyes you want are on television.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Shannon, you know, I didn't see the news until yesterday afternoon, but man, do I want to dare buy a shirt that says I survived Redneck Rave?
Dude, Redneck Rave, I knew it was going to go viral. I knew it was as soon as I saw this story. Can you believe that? Here's the headline. Here's the headline. Fights, drugs, and impalement. 48 people charged during Redneck Rave in Kentucky.
Well, here's the other one. This is coming from the New York Post. Man's throat slit. Woman choked and 48 charged. I mean, this is not the way we want to be known, but I mean, part of me thinks. I'm not laughing about people that have gotten hurt and gotten arrested. I'm laughing about, man, this is a lot of this is just the, you know, Kentucky. I mean,
that is not Kentucky. That does not represent Kentucky.
You get on your
it represents what the rest of the world thinks about Kentucky.
It is,
but that, I mean, you know, it's not like you just walk down the road and there's a dude with a log impaled through his stomach and like, oh, that's Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, but, what a weekend.
Yeah, it was fulfilled. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, so apparently a guy was driving it side-by-side, ran over a log. It went through the floorboard and then impaled him. This log went through his stomach, out through his back.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had to fly. I mean, it's. I don't know. It's hard to not laugh at. I'll just say that. It's not funny that some dude got impaled.
No, that's not funny.
But the fact that the dude, I mean, is walking around with a log through his stomach, like, that's a real man right there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, I mean, it's just one of those situations where hey, honey, I'm going to the Redneck Rave, and I'm putting my best overalls on, no t-shirt.
The crazy thing is, I know exactly where that is. My mom used to own a lake house like three miles from there.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine how crazy traffic must have been in that area at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But then I like the one line on here where it says something about the first car that came through, we found meth and alcohol, open containers, and one guy had like two warrants out for his arrest.
Oh my god.
They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a good weekend.
That's intelligence right there at its best. So let's go back to the phone line, 502-571-1080. Who's up first?
I bet Andy would have liked to hang out at the Redneck Rave.
Andy. Oh my gosh. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing good. I mean, I'm all about going and having fun and partying. I don't want no logs going through me, and I'd like to keep my fingers. So
yeah, yeah.
You don't even want it going through your Shannon the Dude brew. I can tell you that right there.
That's right.
But, hey, that weekend makes me feel normal. So
what's going on?
I just have a quick question. I know the basketball games are getting scheduled right now, and there's nothing official out yet. But can you tell me what weekend in March the SEC tournament will be next weekend? Because I want to go ahead, I mean, not next weekend, next year. I want to go ahead and rent a room and go ahead and get a jump on it.
Yeah, I don't know it right off the top of my head. I'll look it up and say something in just a little bit, Andy. Is that okay?
It's going to be going on.
Good.
Here you go, Andy. Here you go. It's Wednesday, March 9th through March 13th.
And it's in Tampa this year, isn't it?
Well, next year, yeah. I mean, the 2022.
Yeah, that's the part
it's
really
in Tampa.
Looking forward to.
Wait a minute, it's not in Nashville?
No, it's in Tampa.
No, it's not in Nashville. It's in Tampa. They're playing at the Amalie Arena, which is where the Tampa Bay Lightning play.
I do remember saying that before. Now I'm just thinking Nashville because it's every year in Nashville.
I think it comes back in 2023.
23. Yeah, that's correct. So yeah,
and then I think one year is down in Texas. 1 year, right?
Oh, is it really? I haven't seen that. Yeah, the SEC is allowing us to take the basketball tournament somewhere else other than the 50,000 years is going to be in Nashville. So I'm happy about it.
Well, we can check out Tampa places then.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a Hooters right down the road from the Amalie Arena, so you'll like that, Andy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Andy. Good talking to you. We'll let you go. Okay.
Hey. You guys take it easy now.
You all right, do man. The same. That's the one thing, Shannon, that I really miss the SEC doing. They always would alternate where the SEC tournament was going to be. And you'd be in Nashville when you
I don't know. I
kind of
like Nashville. When it was in St. Louis, I didn't think it was very good.
No, St. Louis was not. But can you imagine going to New Orleans? Wouldn't it be fun to go down there? Atlanta's a fun place.
I've been to Atlanta. Unless there's a Braves game going on, I don't think I want to be there.
All right, all right. You get your wish.
Yep.
Let's go next phone call. Who's up?
Scott.
Scott, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Good.
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, just a side note to the redneck rave. The guy that was impaled's name is Kenny Loggins.
That's no, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Kenny Loggins.
Come on.
Not that Kenny Loggins.
Not that Kenny Loggins, but Kenny Loggins, yeah.
You cannot make this stuff up, man. It's crazy.
Hey, the reason for my call, I wanted to talk a little baseball. I don't know if you saw where Colton Kessler was transferring out.
Yeah, I kind of predicted that a couple of days ago that we weren't done at UK with the transfer portal. But, yes, that's the one I was getting ready to mention who put his name starting catcher for Kentucky Shannon is now in the transfer portal.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to be left by the time this, you know, this whole year's over and by the time recruiting season starts for baseball. It's not looking good
exactly
at all.
Right.
I don't know what you do at this point. I think you almost have to get rid of Mangione, don't you? Otherwise, you're going to lose the rest of your team.
I can't believe you said that because you're the of all the people out there that are talking within the media, you and somewhat to a degree me, you were supporting him the most.
I have, yes, but I mean everybody,
everybody's
leaving.
Yeah,
it's one thing when a few guys leave, but then, I mean now you got your best players leaving.
Yeah, you got starting players leaving. So anyway, Scott, anything else?
No, that's it. That's what I was going to ask you about Mangione. How long you think he can hold on? I think something's going to have to happen.
I give him
a max.
Yeah,
mass exodus like that. Something's going on that we don't know about.
See, I agree with you. Something is.
I mean, he just extended his contract. I think maybe you give him one more season, and I don't know how you're going to fare when you don't have much of a team put together. How, you know, how are they going to win in the SEC with the guys that they've lost and the guys coming in?
Band-aids.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Band-Aid fix right now. Scott, thanks for the
phone call. Thank you, Scott.
That's a good question right there. Here's the problem I have, is that here we build this absolutely beautiful, brand-new facility for baseball. And to me, it's getting underutilized. We should be better than we are. I know we play in an extremely difficult conference.
But you understand, building a nice stadium does not mean you're going to win automatically.
No,
you still got to put the players out there. You still got to win.
Yeah, it should help. And it hadn't. So, all right, let's talk about some football. When it comes to, and I don't know if you saw it or not, Phil Steele announced yesterday his football preview and named Darian Kennard second-team All-American and for the offensive lineman. And that adds to his accomplishments. He was also named to Pro Football Focus, grading him as college football's top run-blocking tackle for 2021. Plus, Athlon Sports named him first team All-American, proof that, to me, this is proof why the running backs, or a good reason why the running backs have been so successful at UK. You got to have a lineman out there that's going to be able to block for you and create the holes.
Yeah, and to think that we have one of the best right here at Kentucky, it's just amazing.
It is amazing. Because here's the other part that's amazing to me. There's a young man named Ryan Bear. He's a four-star offensive tackle out of Ohio, Eastlake, Ohio, and he is he just visited UK as well as Michigan State this past weekend. He's supposed to visit Notre Dame this weekend, and yesterday he announced that he's canceling that.
Boom.
To me, that is just crazy. Exactly. You got to feel like it's Kentucky over Michigan State. But that, to me, did you ever think – I mean, even 3 or 4 years ago, and not forget about 10 years ago when Joker was still here and all that kind of stuff. Did you ever think 3 or 4 years ago that Kentucky would be out recruiting Notre Dame?
No, no. But it's become so common now, we've quickly gotten used to just getting the best players in the country.
You're right. And that's another reason why you start with the big blue wall first, and look what else happens. We get these great quarterbacks coming in. And every time you turn around, there's another quarterback that Kentucky's considering. I mean, they got a whole list of recruits that they're looking at.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people excited for UK football this season.
There is.
I mean, partly because they weren't really able to go to games last year, but then just all the talent that's coming in this year and the way the schedule lays out, it very well could be looking at a 9-win team, maybe even 10. Who knows? I don't want to get too excited about it. I think that this is going to be a really good season for Kentucky football.
But if you were honest, all right, let's do a prediction right now.
I hate predictions.
I know, but if you were to give the percentage of chances that UK will be in the SEC championship game or representing the SEC East in the SEC championship game, what percentage would you give them the next few years?
Well, I think it all comes down to you got to beat Georgia, right? So what's the percentage that you can beat Georgia?
Yeah, and I tell you, at that point, I don't know if we're even 50-50 yet. I still
no, I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't
you
say.
Wouldn't?
No,
you think we're a little higher than?
No, 50-50? I think a little lower.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't. I'm not sure I would even give them 50-50 chance. I'm probably around the 30% chance.
Yeah.
If I was a betting man. But all right. Well, you know what? I haven't heard anything about the tickets either. So I don't know how well. Hopefully tickets are selling like hotcakes out there. But, you know, the one thing that can't happen at UK, you can't have that ticket office hacked. And we can't have losing all that information because UK should even call this company. It's ClearPoint IT. Go check them out at clearpointit.com. Their phone number is 502-836-2442. Let me give you that again. 502-836-2442. And they're going to be able to take care of your small, medium, or large business. They're going to be your data and network security company. And your first consultation is going to be absolutely free. Not cost you a dime. So you're crazy not to call them. Tell me why, Shannon.
You just said it right there. Just
okay,
go to clearpointit.com. Give them a call at 502-836-2442. As you said, it's absolutely free for your consultation. And you have nothing to lose. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you do have you do have a lot to lose, I should say, because if you get hacked, you're going to lose all your data.
Yeah, you are. So, all right, we'll get to the phone call as soon as we get back. We got to take our last break. 502-571-1080. This is Just the Cat.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give me a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Bluegrass Jack said, exactly what did they think the end game would be when they held something called the Redneck Rave? Kentucky proud indeed.
Yeah.
Exactly. What I mean, what is the final? To me, it's like not remember what happened at the Redneck Rave.
I mean,
don't
one
know.
One dude had like a big flamethrower. He was just like shooting into the sky. It's just like out of control, man. Man.
Oh, my gosh. Probably has like 2 or 3 gallons of gas for his four-wheeler on the back as he's shooting that thing.
Probably.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Just some guy tweeted out, Shannon Dude, Michael Bennett. Man, that's just wrong. Free Michael Bennett. I'm with you. I mean, I'm going to beat that horse to its death, but it's just really kind of sad. But that's the way my life is. But all right, so let's go to the phone lines, 502-571-1080. Who's up next?
Daryl.
Daryl, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? How you doing this morning?
Great, thank you.
First, I just want to wish Shannon the best of luck this Saturday. He's going to have no problem. Kind of like
right.
David versus Goliath. It's going to be all right.
That's right. I'm going to get my slingshot
right.
out.
Well, how am I going to do? Am I going to be okay, Daryl? That's what I want to know. Am I going to be held safe?
Carry a steel chair.
Yeah, that's what you need.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Maybe some body armor.
That, and
make sure
I probably
the ref ain't looking.
I should probably fake an injury to my leg and carry a cane.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. What else, Daryl?
All right. So you were talking earlier about how there's no good non-conference games coming to rep this year. But I think I'm right. I know I'm kind of like you. I get at least one thing wrong every day. But
I like the little knock.
The only difference is he does it all within an hour.
Yeah, he does. He saves it all for 1 hour.
Okay, Daryl, your welcome is wearing thin quickly.
Right. I think the Michigan game for the following season will be at rep, if I'm
right. You
are
correct. Yes, you are
correct. And then, of course, the Big 12 SEC should be at rep as well. So you're going to get two marquee games at rep. So there you go.
Well, yeah, but they announced the Kansas game is going to be in Lawrence, Kansas, and that is a part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge.
Yeah, I'm talking about
he's talking about next year.
The next year. Okay, you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do we want Kansas? I just want somebody different. Kansas has already come to Lexington. I thought it would be fun to have one of the other teams in Texas that was supposed to be there, or even
Baylor. I bet you it'll be Texas the following year. I guarantee it with Chris Beard and having a big team. It'll be a marquee game. Jay Billis, here we go.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I appreciate the phone call. But, Shannon, I'm going to tell you right now, it is a bit of a relief that we're not playing Texas this year because Texas is supposed to be a lot higher ranked, where Kansas is not going to be that much higher ranked. So
it's still going to be a good game.
Yeah, it's still going to be a great game. And having Bill Self and his toupee come in to rep, the next year, that'll be fun. So let's go back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Joe.
Joe, what's going on?
Thanks a lot. Good morning, gentlemen. And as far as Mr. Barnhart goes, I would go to a baseball game and support him regardless how bad they were if they had beer sales at our new beautiful
Amen.
Ballpark.
Yeah, amen.
Exactly. Yeah. You're preaching to the choir right here.
I mean, when is he going to come out and make a statement, yay or nay? I mean, just
well, I think
come
he
out
has.
And say it.
It's been nay. It's been nay for the last 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just if it has anything in the next few months, let me know. If he says no, I accept it. He's the one making decisions. But just come out and let the fan base know something pretty soon. I mean, as far as baseball goes, I'm not smart enough to even make a statement on our head coach. But, yeah, it don't look good. And as far as our Celtics go, do we have a new head coach yet, Shannon?
I think we do, yeah. They're finalizing that deal with Udoka, I think, today at some point. So I think they'll probably announce that this week.
I'm just going to say Coach U. I'd probably have a hard time saying his last name, so I'll just say Coach U.
Yep. Don't ask me to say it, so please, I would appreciate it.
All right.
It. Appreciate you coming.
Have a great day. Thanks a lot,
Jim. You do the same. All right, let's talk about this for a second, because I thought this was an interesting poll that you brought to my attention, and that's what people go ahead and why don't you
well
say
let me
that?
Ask you this, Michael, do you have anybody in your family
that's not the way to ask it. I don't appreciate you saying that.
Do you have anybody in your family that drives a BMW?
I have a couple of people.
Who?
And it's not me.
Who?
Patricia,
your wife,
Max.
Your wife and your son. Okay, well, according to a recent survey of 4,000 people, they asked people, who do you think are the worst drivers on the road? And BMW drivers came in overwhelmingly at the top. 39% of people said that BMWs.
Why do you think that is? It's because they think they're getting in their car and they're now a sports car driver.
It says a quick Google search under why are BMW drivers.
Yes.
We'll follow with the terms like hate it, arrogant, and idiots. Now, if you're wondering, the other bad drivers, if you drive an Audi.
Audi. Yeah.
See,
one of those two.
Audi, whatever.
Okay. That's another one of those names that people pronounce in several different ways. You know,
I thought Audi was your belly button. You have an innie or an Audi.
Jeez.
I call it an Audi.
No. I thought it was called Audi, but okay, it could be Audi.
Whatever.
I think it's Audi.
Also, Range Rovers.
Ooh.
People who drive Fords was only 4%. And then another one was on the list. It doesn't have a particular brand. It just says white van. I can imagine it would be hard to drive when you're trying to fight off your kidnapping victim.
Yeah, with shag rug in the back.
Yeah.
That's a weird one. I mean, it goes from BMW to a white van.
Yeah. So if you drive a white van, apparently you're a bad driver.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to watch out for those people with a white van. So tomorrow we're obviously going to be concentrating on two things. I do want to talk about this, and I've had it down, I promise, for all you football guys out there. What are we going to rely more on when it comes to this upcoming season and the UK football team? Is it going to be the offense or is it going to be the defense? I want to talk about that. And then, of course, Shannon, you haven't seen it, but my outfit now is complete. I got my T-shirt, I've got my jacket, I've got my pants, and I've got probably the most ridiculous shoes you've ever seen in your life.
Well,
I've already charged them up.
Charged them up?
Yes, I charged them up.
You had to plug them up?
I had to plug them in to charge
what?
Them up.
What? You got shoes you had to plug into a USB?
Yes, you're exactly correct.
No way.
I mean, it is going to be probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever worn compared to the flamingo suit I wore about 3 years ago with Mark Stoops staring at me thinking, what an idiot.
Well, that's probably what everybody's going to say at OVW on Saturday night, but I'm looking forward to it. We got the TV show tonight with OVW here in Louisville, so maybe I'll try to, you know, sweet talk Mahabali Shira one more time.
And try to tell girl it's going
to be okay. I'm just going to try to tell him, look, man, you really don't want to have this fight with me. You don't. I mean, save yourself a trip to the hospital. Take the tickets I tried to give you to Vegas last week and go on and have a good time.
I'm looking forward to beating She Girl because I'll take care of him for you.
He'll rip your head off like he did that tiger that I gave him last week.
All right, everybody. Appreciate you listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Just the Cats.